This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An environmental nonprofit hosted a discussion today on the future of the Bureau of Land Management. Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, says a recent poll found low morale among BLM employees. PEER's Rocky Mountain director Chandra Rosenthal says moving the headquarters to Grand Junction exacerbated the problem.
People uprooted their families and their lives, and it's going to take a lot of time to repair this damage. I think opening up an office in DC is essential, but again, there's employees not just in Colorado, but all across the West.
BLM moved more than 300 positions out of DC and into various Western states, but only 41 employees chose to move. The rest resigned or retired. Denver's Museum of Contemporary Art spotlights Colorado artists with a new exhibit. CBR's Monica Castillo reports.
With the anniversary of the pandemic near, MCA Denver invited local artists to reflect on 2020 in Colorado in the present tense. Maya Ruth Lee's work visualizes the grief of loss, a loved one, a home, or a job.
But also the grief of a country as a whole. You know, as we reckon with the past and present of the suffering at the hands of white supremacy or systemic racism.
Nathan Hall created a sound collage from the emotions he felt.
Even though something is very personal to people, it can also seem very universal, and that we all share a lot of experiences together. Even though we might be isolated, there's something that can connect us all.
The show opens to members this weekend and to the public on March 2nd. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Last fall, COVID-19 started hitting Mesa County nursing homes hard. Coming up, a woman talks about her mother, who died in a Grand Junction facility last December.
I'm grateful that I got to touch her and hug her and tell her in person that I love her.
Remembering Olga Archuleta, coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. It is going to be partly cloudy tonight for Denver and Colorado Springs, mostly clear in Pueblo, partly cloudy in Grand Junction, and mostly cloudy for Vail. This is CPR News.